There's been so many changes at the organization, and even just by looking at our management team, you will see that there's a lot of new blood and a lot of new people. We've got new chairpersons, there's been a new CEO. Our COO has been with the organization for about a year. The CFO has been there for about 6 months. The head of project has been there for about 3 months. So there's a lot of new management. Partly one of the biggest problems that the organization was faced with. There's a lot of instability and a lot of But I think that was also a natural consequence of the organization coming towards the end of its life in terms of the previous act. There was a limited time span that the USA was built for, and the ETF has given us a new lease on life for more, because now it's a statutory body and we have a long-term vision and a long-term objective to achieve. So we wrap it up now to try and meet that vision, and so the strategy hopefully is going to make sure that we get there. The vision of USAMHSA is the leading organization in promotion of the goals and popular worker services and access to ICT services for socio-economic development. This vision reflects our present and future aspirations. We're not there yet, but where we want to be in the ideal future. We believe that USAMHSA will champion government's agenda of using ICT and technology to facilitate development. And our mission to achieve this vision is to facilitate the establishment of access to ICT services in partnership with all stakeholders towards the achievement of the information society. And I'll talk about the partnership more later on, but one of the weaknesses of the USA is that it had an adversarial relationship with the other operators and with decisions. Exploit all the synergies and partnerships that could have accumulated in the industry. So, a new strategic protocol, before that, is for USAMHSA to work very closely with the operators and work very closely with the business industry. Because we have to say, it's a synergy protocol. If I can take you through the past performance of the USA, and we have two slides, first just a bar graph to show you what we've achieved in 2004-5 and 5-6, and then the last financial year. The USA has primarily done or rolled out three models of access. The one is the Chase Center, reflecting the cyber layer, which are the computing testing schools. And then the third one is digital hub. And if you look at the, in 2004-5, we rolled out 15 test centers, 38 cyber labs, and the digital hub program has started here. It started in the next financial year, where they rolled out 1 digital hub, 50 test centers, and 148 cyber labs. And I think the cyber lab is there for professional capital was going to be about 22 users in a tech facility in school that students can access. In the last financial year, there's a lot of turmoil in the organization, a lot of staff problems. There was a lull in the rollout. And there was also a need, there was a recognition of the need to review what the organization is doing and whether it's effective. So they began the organization embarked on a project of reviewing the tenant model. There were a lot of challenges that needed to be addressed, such as the ownership and the sustainability. And we'll touch on that sustainability as we go on. First problem, which I know other board members are most interested in, because the difference between free and network development has happened on the ground. We've given you a breakdown of what the USA has achieved until the last financial year. And the tele centers, you'll see that the break is broken down into the standalone tele centers. So those are the telephone centers that are in the communities. And then we have the next column, MPCC. So these are the tele and then the number of cyber and digital health support problems. On the standalone service entity of TDS, we have saved the most in the model. It's been the team. Literally, because our CEO or customer. Maybe not. It's my company. My company. We, on the standalone service entity and agency, you'll find that we are most successful in the provinces where we have a lot of support. We have a lot of provincial support because the province has to access the facilitation for us to have access to the site and the security and even to the GPI engineering and CCP finalized and moved and established. On the MCCs, we put in the most service centers in KwaZulu-Natal, and it's also 27, which is the highest in the local. On the cyber we've got the most in the country, 42 cyber and in total, there's 234 cyber in the country now. 178 service centers, and 3 digital hubs. We can also provide provide a subsidy for the underserved area. We provided you here with a breakdown of all 7 users that have been licensed today. There are number 14 licenses in the region in the next financial year. As the committee knows, there are many challenges facing the people. Sustainability of the businesses, the subsidy issues. We have been, we start out with the usual a 500 subsidy when the license is issued to them. And then on provision of and according to financial statements and evidence that any support is offered. You can't prevent the second charge is another 5 million subsidy. And then the third charge, again, 1 million of forged financial statements and evidence that is evidence of any subsidy in your life. We've had, well, currently, we have 1 report in subsidy, and with another 2 that are showing some progress in getting this. We've given all 3 subsidy charges to Kukoni, Kukon, and Kukoko, and they're currently rolling out a telecommunication service. Karabo Telecom to the Northwest, we provided a 5 million subsidy on the receipt of their license, and since then, we've not had any further contact with them. We have not received any audited financial statements. But our contractual obligation to them is still 10 million. If they get advice and come back to yourself and show us that they roll out 5 million and we're a big structure, we are obligated in terms of our agreement to give them the second chance and the third chance. Bokomoto is a free state. We've also given them the first tranche, and we have not received any financial statements back from them saying that they used money for infrastructure or not. And we are told that they are in the process of fighting litigation. I can, in the Eastern Cape, we're having a lot of contact with this organization. We've given them the first tranche, and it's 1/4 of the second tranche. They're working very closely with GreenNet, and they're negotiating with us to try and find solutions to clear them from litigation. They're hopefully faced with litigation. The main problem that ITL is facing and all the other users, I think the same applies, is that they don't have money for operational costs. And they haven't been able to raise funding for operational costs. And it's not just mandate the act. We are restricted to only providing them for infrastructure, so we cannot subsidize the operational costs. So for 4 months, once we before the Easter week, we've been on the first lunch.
Then
we received financial statements from them, that is what we ordered, as per our agreement with them. Part of the subsidy related was used for operational funds, and they are negotiating the function of the FedEx at the moment. It was even now the usual senior center. We gave them the first 5 million subsidy. There have been delays since the center has been restriction. They have conditional funding from the IDC, and we're told that they're partnering with Alphabet. And then lastly, Kingdom in Kudurin South, we have given them a first time of 5 million. We have not received any orders of financial statements from them. And we informed that they're launching a pilot wireless network with Motorola, and they're also partnering with UBA. So we don't know our contractual obligation to the Euro is 59 million. We don't envision that we need to pay that out in financial terms, because we are confident that we will have some short of the Euro, except for if you want to. So we actually welcome the Minister's statement about re-looking at the policy. We believe that the thoughts are that we don't have too many orders of license obligations, too many license conditions that are not reasonable, and it gives them some lack of sustainable business. We saw some commission study last year that was performed by the ECOSOC and BMRT, and the study showed that the usual rules need a lot more sustainable subsidies to be sustainable. The problem is the main problem is that they don't have funding for operational costs. And you cannot subsidize the operational costs. But we're working very closely with the DOT and the ICASA to make this problem a meeting and get the meeting our urgency. So I think in the next month or two we will be able to come back to the city and report the program on how we need to address the issue of the policy issue around the regional and what programs and services we could be able to make them sustainable, if at all. If I can move on to the Universal Service and Access Fund expenditure for the last 3-4 financial years, you'll see that our budget, our appropriated budget, has been based on a small 10% increase per annum. The expenditure, if you look at the expenditure trend at the bar graph at the bottom, you'll see that expenditure is steadily going up and the surplus is steadily coming down. So the organization has been developing to be able to spend the money more efficiently and effectively. There's been a slump in the spending in the last financial year because, as I mentioned earlier, after the implementation of the promulgation of the Electronic Communications Act, the organization saw the need to review the models that are being used for access, the sustainability of what we're doing, whether what the new needs are, and the new mandate. So, there hasn't been as much rollout in centers and other access points as there was in the previous financial year. Honorable members, if I can just briefly summarize the main points of the ICASA's mandate in the Electronic Communications Act, and then I'll show you what our strategy looks like in order to achieve this mandate. The Act says that the ICASA would guide and coordinate universal service and access. It must promote the goal of universal service and access. It must research to advance universal service and access, and must provide an advisory and policy development role. The ICASA must subsidize infrastructure development through the Universal Service and Access Fund. And lastly, the ICASA must provide electronic communications let your services and your time. The broadcast thing is a new part of the government. It's a new area for the organization to understand what the needs are and what our role needs to be in that area. So to achieve the mandate of the Act, we've been working seriously in the last month, 2 months, to distill a strategy that will take us into the future, that's going to address the legacy problems, and that's going to engage the support and cooperation of the legal community, which is obvious. We have a four core model of our strategy. On the left, we have one of our chief objectives to guide and coordinate universal service and access initiatives. And under each of these 4 years, I will break down the program that we envision happening to achieve each of these strategic objectives. So one is to play a coordination and information function. We believe that is the function of this mandate, because it's our mandate to act. And we need to provide a central point where we can have a snapshot understanding of where are we in terms of universal service. So we start on roughly doing that coordination role, and it's going to start doing that with the support of the industry. I think it's very difficult for this to happen because there's no one place in South Africa where you can log on to a website or portal and get a clear picture of where the infrastructure is. Where is cell phone network, where is mobile network, where are other materials going out, and where are the gaps? Because we start out in the next core strategic objective, we need to subsidize infrastructure development through the Universal Service and Access Fund. To do that, we have to have a clear picture of where the infrastructure gaps are. And there are a lot of initiatives, like the federal nodes, that have been identified for infrastructure development. There are MCCs that GCI is planning to roll out. Is rolling out and they have a much more mental plan in the future. These are areas that highlight where they are getting the infrastructure. And we also need to start bringing all that information together and putting it into one package that anyone can access. So if Oprah Winfrey or Google or whoever wants to come in and pump money into ICTs or into a cyber lab, then she should be able to come to one place and see where the schools, where are they traveling, where is the infrastructure gap in the future. So we really think that's very critical on the subsidization of the infrastructure, the Act speaks about potential tendering. So you sometimes need to use the funds to subsidize infrastructure rollout. And not to do the rollout, as the USA has been doing in the past. And I think that's where we're having some problems, because rolling out infrastructure connectivity, that's not the core business of the agency. There are other operators that say core business, they do well, they do efficiently, and we need to start talking to them, and that's very clear that we need to work through them. Subsidies to roll out infrastructure. So we really need a very closer working relationship with operators and with the rest of the industry. And one of the strategic principles, if you like, is that we will identify areas where infrastructure needs development, and especially where operators cannot make a business case work because it's not simple and all the business is not sustainable in your area. So it will be essential for the government to identify what is the sustainability gap for that business case and fund that. So that for a 10 million or 20 million in investment, the government will be able to leverage a lot more benefits of infrastructure being rolled out. Instead of just taking that sale of 20 million rand and trying to roll out some connectivity with it. So that's our thinking, and so just just from speaking to some of the main operators, there's been a lot of support for the position. Obviously, we need to ramp up a lot of our expertise and skills in-house. We'll talk about that more when it comes to people issues, because we need to start having systems and policies and expertise in place to perform this function, which we currently do not have. Another very big challenge at the moment for the Universal Service Access Fund is also a legacy issue where the operators pay a levy, a Universal Service Access levy, to ICASA, and ICASA pays it to the National Treasury. And as you all know, the money does not come back into the industry. We started talking to Treasury about this, because we really need to unlock this problem together with the DOT. And we feel very confident that we're going to get it right. We believe that money is earmarked for development in the sector, So we're going to not be very popular with some making a lot of money, but we will come at this committee on your checklist to ask you to form. And then the last four piece of network is for example to play an advisory role for the promotion role of Universal Service and Access. And I think there's a lot of opportunities for the organization to promote the importance of access to the private sector, to government, to local governments, to provinces. So we're thinking about ways that we can achieve those strategic objectives. And then the top four of our strategy that underpins the first three is our research strategy. This is imperative. It's been a weakness in the organization in the past that we've put research projects out together, but we have not been good at synthesizing what's coming out of the research and implementing it and sharing it. So, if you ask at the moment what is the definition of access, or of universal service, or what is the local condition, what are the needs, we cannot answer that. So we need to start considering our research, and we need to put up more research, because also, I think when the universe was formed, the world is very interesting. Technology is overtaking us, there's been so many things. And, to talk about the penetration rate now makes it look a lot different than it was in 1996 with the advent of mobile services. So, the research strategy is going to tell us what's working, what are the needs in terms of infrastructure and access that will inform our program. Also, it will tell us how are our programs working? So it will be a constant review of what we've implemented and what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses and how do we need to consistently review and change our programs. So coming to the program that we envisaged for 2008 to 2010, the next 3 years, and one of the members, I need to say that these are the core programs that we found something is imperative for us to focus on. However, we're going to be limited by our budget and our budget allocation. So we'll show you what, if we have to achieve all these wonderful programs, critical programs, what it would cost, and where we are now in terms of budget, and where we need to move to. Firstly is to review the existing access points. Honorable members will remember that we showed you in the last financial year that expenditure was down. There was a whole lot of rollout of 20 sectors. The problem was ownership. The charter from a central point wasn't able to project manage one of the rollouts of the 20 sectors properly, two consistently to ensure their sustainability. And three, the question of ownership wasn't always very tight and agreed upon. So we find a situation where in some big centers, the local government plays a very important role in ensuring sustainability, making sure that it's working, in using the facilities. And in other areas, we have one or two individuals who then end up working without salary, or computer goes down, there's constant dependency on the software. It's not sustainable. So going forward, we are currently in the process of reviewing this model. And of the 138 simulations out there, we are looking at, for example, exploring an entrepreneurship model where we don't own those simulations, but we have to set them up. And we empower maybe to a franchise model, or maybe just to outright the entrepreneurship model, we empower individuals to manage them and own them. Because we think that entrepreneur will do a much better job than somebody who will always be dependent on the founder with a sense of race or the computer goes wrong. We also roll out MCCs, active points for telecentric check MCCs, because we think that's very, very, very important, the GCIS program on MCCs, because the people in rural areas need to be able to access government and government services. So we do believe that the government has an important role to play to ensure that one, there's connectivity in those MCCs, and two, there's either training centers or another form of access for the community that will come out of our review of our training center model. The second program is for us to review the usual custody with the counselor and the DOC. As I mentioned earlier on, we have about 59 million men contractual obligations to subsidize the usual. However, we don't have the budget in the current financial year to perform those contractual obligations. So, as a matter of urgency, we're sitting together with the counselor and the DOC to discuss the issue around the usual and how we're going to deal with the challenges we are facing in the counselor and the usual are facing. The issue of the sustainability of the usual is very important, and as the legal force report indicates, there is probably going to be a need for continuous subsidization of the usual. Union might say differently, but they identify the subject, and hopefully they'll have a model that we can look at and other usual will be able to learn from. We do believe that the license conditions of the usual are very unreasonable and onerous, and we're working with the council to try and deal with those issues. The third program is to subsidize infrastructure in unserviced areas. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a need to overlay all the needs, such as the Sustainable Loads program, the MCC rollout program, and to understand what the challenges are in terms of school connectivity. And then these are into the school program. DSASA identifies the very critical need for all schools to have standardized and all schools to be connected. And if the organization can achieve just that one thing, I think we would have made an enormous contribution to universal service and access. So it's our goal to standardize connectivity and find a budget to do that. We are currently talking to the Department of Education very closely to look at how this can be possible. Operators in terms of 3G and 800 spectrum have a full connectivity license obligation. So they have promised to roll out connectivity to 5,000 schools per annum at the evening. But there are many poor schools, thousands of them, who cannot even afford the under 50% of the connectivity fee. So an extra 300 or 500 a month is not possible because those schools are not in fee paying schools. They students don't pay school fees, so they might have to pay that. So when you talk to them together with the DOD and the operators and the NASA, we're looking at what is the build cost to ensure that those lower, what is it called, lower quintile schools in all the provinces have a connectivity immediately and that we can start with that. And so, honorable members, we will keep you posted on that. That's something that is definitely very high on our agenda. On broadcasting, we have new mandates in terms of media. This is a new area for MISALTA. We focused on telecommunications services and access to farm. And now we have a responsibility to make broadcasting. For example, community radio. We do not have the skills and expertise yet in the organization. We're looking at building this gap. We don't have research. We haven't started a consultation exercise with the stakeholders and operators, such as KBC and the NPA. We need to understand what our role is going to be in this area. We know what our mandate. We're looking at what the implications of digital migration, for example, would be on the data. And what would be our need, what would be our role in migration. Six, we identified the need for programs such as needy people. And here again, honorable members, there's a need for a proper research and consultation. We haven't had this program as part of our mandate. And we need to look at how we're going to do this, what are the needs, and what we're going to make for the success of achieving. Number seven, we're currently engaging with DTI to look at how can we support SMEs. And I think they put the infrastructure that gets the new subsidized infrastructure. Two, we need subsidized schools. And third, there are local technologies that get the new. Because if we can make an investment in schools and investment in development, I think we'd be really adding a big boost to economic growth and development in South Africa. So we're looking at what are the best ways to ensure that small businesses out there, cooperatives, women's groups, etc., can access connectivity, can have a real can access email, for example. So we'll keep posted on what programs, training programs that we will come up with this day. Number eight is really for us to achieve any of our objectives and that's a future. Determining what is international best practice. Our CEO is currently engaged in a master's research project on limitations and action points and what's working in other countries. We're learning from her about franchising systems and entrepreneurial models in Egypt, etc. So I think the current state of opportunity that is not working, it's not sustainable. Some of them are working, but we really need to find out what are the developments internationally and what can be implemented. And then research into local conditions, what are the physical needs, and how do we tailor-make international manufacturing our local conditions. And then lastly, the research into the impact of operating. What services are we getting in any? How many people are using the sanitation? Are tablets being used? Children being schooled, having access to those computers. So those that the members come, because you know our facilities can length and breadth of the country, and we need to find systems that we can to ensure ongoing research and evaluation of our role of our program. Number nine is in terms of our coordination function of strategic core objectives. We come up with a program called Access Mapping. It's not new. The USA founded together with state authority, where we want to map all the universal service and access initiatives and infrastructure in the country. Now we just want to give more interest and more make sure that we can roll it out much quicker. We want one portal, one single place where we can look at all the rollout maps, the infrastructure maps, where the schools, where the MPT, over there, all the infrastructure mapped and identified where the priority areas are for the rollout. And that portal development is currently in process, as I said, with HMRC. And I think if once we get that up and running, it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a positive nourish, and we start a movement to start setting the coordination and facilitation function. And then lastly, we have all these wonderful plans and lovely strategies. We will never be able to achieve any of them without the support of people. The organization seems to a period of instability, I'm saying the last 6 months. The transition from the USA to South Africa, from the old act to the US. I think the people issues taking up a lot of attention at the moment. We're trying to reposition the organization to achieve our new mandate. Our structure needs to change. We need different skills and expertise in the organization. And we need performance management to be tackled. So if somebody is shocking, you can't discipline that person. If they do not have a performance management team, because what we measure and against, what are they supposed to be achieving? So all these human resource issues are now being put in place to ensure that the organization internally transforms to meet the new mandate. Council members, this is our project rollout plan as we have submitted the NPE in 2015. We were being very optimistic with the participants because if you look at the bottom line there, we asked for 250 million. Our budget has been 32.6 million. So from planning to rollout, 49 community service centers at the MCC, we will provide 20. From there to roll out 160 other level schools, we provide 12. No digital hubs, no grants, no usual subsidies. We don't have any direct allowance to subsidies for the new financial year. Training and development, 200 people stage, and research, we will roll out the portal. And engage in research projects, as I mentioned earlier on. And the sites that will be monitored about constant monitoring and evaluation, which will be 195. Part of the reason why we thought that we not yet about this thing we asked for, but some of the issues that we discussed earlier on, I think the DOC and the DOC need to see that we have a plan that we're dealing with the capacity issue. Because it's no secret that the USA does not have a sterling, shining reputation. So the management recognizes it. So before you set up on the momentum that you use, we recognize it. And I hope that we are convincing you that we are addressing the challenges and we're pushing management. Our organizational structure as it stands now, we have board and CEO and COO, and then we've got four business units. One is the research and regulatory, which we used to talk about earlier on. Then we have program management, led by leaders. Human capital management, so there's a new head of human resources, Debbie Park, and she comes in with 5 or 6 experience. She's driving people issues hard, making sure that performance management systems are safe, that people have job descriptions, that their contracts are being sorted out, and that we are managing a whole change management program. This is not very demotivated, and they need to be remotivated and more in line with our vision. And then lastly, the most difficult job is keeping managing the very high budget. Because we think we have to see a lot more progress, a lot less money. But we know we can do it. On our demographic, we have a total of 500 only 32. So, and I began to say that structure, we only have an office in with one person, one regional coordinator, in housing, in Northwest, in CC, in KwaZulu-Natal, in Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and the Western Cape. Then next, we have 32 coordinators. And our additional team required will be research capabilities, fund management. If we are going to look at business cases and try to identify what are the possibilities we have for the transfer of funds in terms of infrastructure, then we need fund analysts, the financial analyst skills in house. We need the financial analysts, as I mentioned, and very, very good project management. The depiction of our next 3 years of the regional budget. We are going to have a shortfall in this financial year of $7 million. We allocated $21 million and we budgeted for our minimum budget requirement is $28.5 million. In the next financial year $22 million and the next financial year $23 million. So that's for the staff of the organization of the regional staff and the administrative function. And the next slide will show you the universal service and access fund budget requirements and the appropriation at budget bottom. I want to add this more. The book we use is handout. We have come up with a budget of $346 million that would enable USASA to achieve all those programs that I mentioned earlier on. Unfortunately, we have a budget of $2 million, so we will have to really cut back on how much we've done. But we also believe that it's a blessing in disguise, because it will give USASA just 1 year to get back together, to put the system in place, to deal with structural issues, to involve the research that needs to be done urgently, so that in the next financial year, 2008-09, will be very clear. We would have been engaging with Sympathy to unlock the funds, some of the paid funds in the ready for the operators, and we would have had time to convince all our stakeholders and our shareholders that we now have the capacity and the capability to actually spend the funds on so, although we have a small, very small budget for this financial year, we think that it's going to be our plan to really look at how we're going to achieve our strategic objectives and our new mandate in terms of the ECA. Just to recap then, the challenges that are facing the organization at the moment. One is the implementation of the Electronic Communications Act. A lot of what we do is on ICASA, getting the licenses updated, so we need to understand what the next is the new universal service and access obligations of the operators, because the new EP Act says that operators can now pay up to 1% of their revenues, as opposed to 0.024% in the Telecommunications Act. So we'll be looking to ICASA and working closely with ICASA to identify what their duty is going to be. And secondly, what will be the mechanism for the operators to pay that into the universal service fund? And working very closely with Sympathy to make sure that it comes back into the land in the fund. Also identifying what are the needs in terms of our extended mandate. Resources is our challenge in terms of human resources and financial resources. And maybe most importantly is the image of the organization. We really need to turn around the image of the USASA. The only way we can do that is to walk the walk. People need to see the operating that in GDC, that we now know what we're doing. We have a plan and we're putting in systems in place to achieve that plan. So we need a lot more consultation and talking to our stakeholders, to government departments, and we need to work very closely with the operators who's running the training. It's regulatory, so we need recognition of that. And look at how can we work more closely together. And then, the last one is about collaboration with operators in the industry. I think that gives you a moment a very brief overview of disaster, where we are at, what is it that we need to be doing in terms of the ECF, what is it that we are planning to do, and what strategies we put in place to achieve those objectives. The budget is small, but I think we can grow it by talking to the industry, and we can convince our shareholders that we have plans and processes in place. We will be able to access funds that is dear citizens of the Universal Service Act. And I think management is more still confident that we are on a very firm path going forward. And on behalf of the management team and the board, I'd like to thank you for giving me the first opportunity to start to present this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you. The board members, they are all there. What do you
think? Chair, we have six board members. Kumele has joined the agenda, unfortunately, in this interest to deal with that work. Elizabeth is actually a retired board member. Office ended at the end of February, but we played such a critical role in the use of as chairperson of the operations board subcommittee, the board operations subcommittee, that we expect to begin to use us today.
So, what in all, how many questions for you?
We have 35. We have a vacancy with the CEO of the board, and we need to replace Linden's vacancy as well. So obviously we have five.
So I know, shall I hand over to you to engage
So, other board members, there is no appeal. we really come to them and we ask them, and then all put it together, and we know we're going, and we know how we're going to get it, we know exactly how much money we need to take from the journey.
Amount to, in our estimation, about 140 million pounds.
But in ETS, they can be offered by the university, by the conference, pay up to 1% of the revenue, which would significantly grow the fund from about 40 to about between 350 and 500 million. So it will be a significant amount of money that will be returned to the university for the active fund. Maybe I'll hand over to you.
The difficulty that we offer as far as the definition of the universal service and access to existing definition, when it was developed, was purely on fixed lines, and that it would be receiving a certain distance or coming in walking or pushing to a foot. With development of technology, I think that would be one of the approaches. What you really need to do is review the whole issue of mobile coming in. We also need to move away from the definition that we found during the point. We need to look at new technology. Computer access, for example, lifting has posed its own problems. Because again, one is moving them back to some sort of text. So you may need access to the definition of universal service and access for voice services, a different definition for ICT services, computer services, as the chair of the staff has been in the project, and hopefully the region. Year after year after year after year. In the
only people who take up the scripture, and the people who teach us to take up the previous video on it. And as we look at the point, we can get this stuff all over you. He is the king of the new world, so our end of the story is not happening. A promise of it is this. And you can say that we have a promise to the new world and the earth here, and see the world that we are currently in, and see the promise of what we will come to the last mark, that the big company that we protected and given the service of the monopoly to do that, they haven't done that. People who do this stuff with skills of it, and they just look at somebody who went and talked to the treasury of the minister and gave it away to his patients, then let them be allowed to have that project. And I'm not sure how far forth that current 70 before that project was good model. They can do that while also obtaining the license purposes and obligations, which is all right, to bring them in line to put into practice that current problem facing those people that are to take with them. Seems like to look at the current mandate that we have contained in the mandate from the GPA, which will also cover our another telephone support for all parties, and you find the MPA doing something similar of broadcasting, but also filming, where the case of a merger that you have. What we start to do is to wander off in our territory with not necessarily only children. I can see in this picture that broadcast is the one point that has been covered by both organizers, the UK as well as the South. So looking ahead, not too far in the future, the two of us come together.
Thank you, Honorable Member, and thank you to your good reason for being here. Definitely, I think the ELA needs to be identified as a big issue. Currently, the operators are working very closely with the government to identify, for example, the number of companies that are struggling here. They meet every 2 weeks, planning work group that's looking into the implementation of the PA and the rollout of the school connectivity on the edge. From our side, we work with very closely with DOE just to help the education understand what this means for us. To such that the other 50% that the DOE doesn't cover. And the conference is also a very good plan to say, wonderful that operators are coming to do the connectivity, but to implement the other. So there's a lot of work that's been done now with the government, with the council, with ourselves, with the operators, to identify what the exact needs are and how the trust. We did a very, very quick count for the first year of that rollout. It was then cost about between 8 and 10 million. Some of those, the country sent those schools that were going to be connected in first school. So it's not hundreds of millions. So that's connectivity to small amount for school, but even that small amount of channel school. On the vehicle that is agreeing with you, I understand, and yes, people here in the chief director in the finance division. We're working very closely with the DOC, in fact, I have to talk to the chief. We came over our section, but we identified probably the minister has told you that she understands that she recognizes that there's a policy problem and needs to be doing it. I think nobody, the policymakers, could have foreseen that there would be these problems just a year ago. It was a wonderful creative idea, and it worked in really wonderful. But the world changed and life is different. Always what I'd like to say. So I think now we have the business of hindsight. The new license for the next week, not going to be issued in the same way, because it's not the book on board and discussing how it takes to be shown. Honorable Member, I don't think we can comment on the MPA, even though we don't talk about it, but I think my friend Luco, who's in there, the CEO, is not going to see the video that you've
I suppose that you have a
having the level of the obligation. Right? Yes. Part of the solution is that it doesn't be any, you know, matter to you. So a lot of women, especially in the United States, at the same time, you are finding it difficult. As a matter, it will be a very good time after the situation. I found this model quite confusing. And then I said, for me, when I'm concerned, I think the result is that the father should be able to survive some kind of immunity, you know, so that's one, you know, operation that is not okay to do. Because if you're there, I'll be found to be difficult. You're all of us. You love, and everything have covered enough. Propagation that you bring to the operator. But the other position is which you find the potential of the focus around you, the solid truth that I can do. There's an issue about the relocation allowance, the relocation management, and I don't know if you find out how far the issue stays.
The last annual was rolled over. Prabhupada brought up issues of that and we do not impose the universal service and ethics obligation. He cast that the regulator and the minister issues for that. But we recognize that there are some disconnected harmful from people. All the stakeholders have recognized that. So that's the get together that we're having at the moment to discuss how we're going to move forward on the resource. On the CPM 1800 spectrum obligations, on the chair, unfortunately I cannot respond to that. But we can ask for a response from DOC or after we have more intense discussions with DOC and CASA, I think we'll have a lot of clarity when we come back to enforce our program. On the relocation allowance, the situation is that we didn't receive legal opinion, and the legal opinion said that we, the organization, should proceed to recover the money, and we can accept the agency as on board, and instructed that management take steps to recover funds. So this is our country intention for the people that are legal. And now I'll hand over to communicate the money available on program.
Thank you, Mr. technology.
I wanted to complete the question because I mean, like,
But I just want to go back to the issue of mass. You need a much more comprehensive record of this. The definition for the system of the example of the person is looking to those areas, which are those areas of the definition there, and the certain areas of the reality, the ideal level of the reality. The reason why this is an expression is because you're going to be overcoming areas and looking to the elements, is looking to the what is the level of it. What are the basic elements of the definition of the reality? In addition to the question. So we shouldn't be tense about it. We must be able to say, these are the ones that must be there in terms of our faith. So the second is also the issue of the timeline. And we say that the timeline must be every great community. We just celebrate each other. So those are some of the issues that you can have. But if that's what you're looking, I will respond to the other question.
The issue of policy is also invited by the one question that I have been working for in this report. They have already gone through all the approval processes. They have been considered by the Working Committee for Consideration and the Consideration Report. And the board has already approved those policies. I think the only challenge is that the chair has been thinking about those policies. What was the cap of figures of the second of March. And the working committee said what they want to general consideration of this fact, and I think the working committee lost on this one because the details on the cap of it was posted on the figures. So the policies are there and they have been approved.
So we feel that the Now we can't have a very point that the obligation to the government to say that they must pay 2.9% of their savings before internet termination, depreciation, or amortization. That is a very long term. Now that money is then came into the car, the car is supposed to be used to make the car. By then, we just say. Now this car will run about 2 to 3 million. That's why you see the actual budget of the government is far above to the education of the government because some of the money is certainly very cheap is because they do believe or they either suspect that the government has not the capacity to change the political or to change the income of the government, but that's where the issue is. But the fundamental to the government is this one. If the politicians are giving money to the capacity to the startup given to the users, and the users are not able to account for the change of pricing and the cost of the sale. Only one thing is accounted for the 2003, 2008, 2015, all the people, and they can't account for the pricing and money. It means that we'll be unable to achieve the better access to this, we started to affect that. The people giving money are not able to roll out, and therefore the second is that why should the operator continue to give the money that is not going to be taken by children and children, and it does not be given to the appropriate institutions and staff? And that's why the letter we have to make it. Therefore, it is then appropriate for the operator to give a deadline, when a portion of that could be given to the partner to give, to can then develop capacity, to be able to can assist the institution to deal with them. I think that stands up and should not have money to do it, and we hope it. Because it is said that that time you see, it is not a tragedy. And it is not correct, separate, and I understand the point of the separate strategy. The money is there. It has been committed to them and kept that settlement. We have to make sure that the problem that we have in this country. So if it is tomorrow, all seven of them could then have proper legal statement and settlement, because the money that came by the settlement. We see that that's the issue that we must explain and get back. Now, the second, let's go to the issue of the special organization of the data, what are they called? And I'm saying to you, I think that the profit is part of your previous strategy play. I don't know why. And I can tell you the reason is this one. In terms of the EPC, you find where the person is talking about the drug play. There's what we call struggle play, or what we call the holy play on the drug play. That is where the visual is. Now, this is the current way of doing it. Now, the third day, I'm going to ask you to do for you to teach the chapter and follow that. What is there in the Sankalet? What is there in the hacking in the area? If you do that, what is there in the Sankalet? How are they different? So, only if you can get to this issue. You should be able to see that the Sankalet does not go into the case. Because what you do in the Sankalet, you can actually do everything on the social play, video, data. If you can afford this kind of laptop, you can tell it to whatever you do. You can also make networks, learn from internet protocols, data, to do video conferencing, actually, as a matter of fact, in our part of the rural area, the atmospheric area, in particular, government is a key, the answer to it. Your food in terms of internet, in terms of access, in terms of email, you don't even need them to be on the line. You go to the place, people are not in the internet, you know? The data became actually the main aspect of communication. Now, once we are not able to set up a project in the country, agents and actors are able to capture the actual realization of what should be done in terms of access and service, we are going to be the problem. No matter how we tell it, where is it? You need to show us. In this government, the same computer, how many points, in this center, there are so many, how many, and that's how we come to face the city that is being pushed to face again. But it's a matter of your past performance. You could go back to a slide before, yes, that's what I figured out. Yes. And I see that. In 2016, all of that was 28 satellites in terms of the satellite that applies to and the digital app also happening. Now, these satellites, most of them are in school. Are they effective? Are they really working? And the problem for them is, why would we want aspects from the social communication to appropriate money to give to settlement something we should give in the general people to become a couple years? Why did we just get money from Instagram, from the IDC, from National Security Department staff? How do we then account financially to this? Because now we give you money, you identify the things that we can do for this one can buy and computer, etc. This is the money taking, running, because we think that this is the kind that you take, you need more capital, you need more capital, and next day you come and say, no, we need another thing to come ahead, another thing to pay attention, then you bring the other people out of all over the show. Now that is a very different, I'm not so sure how what is the criteria you used to give in entrepreneurs to become to the largest competitor, etc. Now the issue that I thought, I think quite critical about it, and I'm not so sure if that's an issue. Because it is that some of the issues that we want to raise, they will be much more on the annual report, not on the strategy here in the country. Because you are fighting most of it. The users are complaining about your meanness, that they know you are new, they are going to be in front of the camera. So it will also be unfortunate that we must, hit you very hard. But at the same time, when we do the strategy here, if there is an appropriate to consider the previous position, separately, I don't need to be the true mission and vision of the council, of the public health of the council. It says that the position of the vision, instead of page one. The vision, the council is the leading and living evolution of the voter in the country, the access, life is simply possession of the Lord. The mission is to facilitate the establishment of after church is simply to come at it. To call people as well as she said about the information. And he said that God does not say anything about the actual original expectation of what the expected situation is now. Going back to the parental issue. The parental being the issue that relates to access and she said it. Think of the fact that it's related to the issue of fiscal, what we call self identity. The actual definition of that, you then have one line for 100 people. That's how the sentence was calculated, in terms of keeping that account. That was also put to what we can do. Now, after the introduction of the mobile operator in 1994, Shani Gania, then it was a problem of double counting because it meant you could have 3 hours with a telephone and one light in the corner, so therefore, you could not be absolutely, you could not be shocked that this is now a proper sentence or proper one. I have demonstrated the effect called multi-density, a combination of both mobile and self-density. To say this is not the issue that we are dealing with, that we need to calculate how we can access and send it going to the weather, and I think it's not the issue that we have. When we do the strategic plan, it is an appropriate to count now that normal self-density is also mobile is also issues of the digital with the data. So now I can't see. You know, that is a kind of special meeting with them. Two, the issue of, in terms of the issue, the issue of broadcasting that, that is part of it. Because these users are not only going to be running out telephones in terms of it, they are going to be everything in terms of the new issue. So I thought that was a different thing that one could start to use an attention. But the last point is that the relation of the users now, there is a subsidy for users. So, if you go there, this is a very important thing of the user. They should have been a rescue team, as my assumption. A rescue team that they need in some time to spend out to try and assist. Even if it's a kind of strategic management team, that goes down to deal with the user and make sure that they're able to do what's expected from them. In terms of it, I hear the point that they need to say that the conditions are agreed there, the honor of us and stuff like that, but I'm thinking. Some of these are going to collapse because let me tell you, they don't want to give account. Either they use appropriate money, or they don't know how to account, or they use money for other things, or they overspend on other things, or they what you call a food less expenditure. Not the one that we have here. This food is greater. They are using it. So I'm not sure you know. So you've got a situation where this will not be supported. Now, it is up to them in the culture to say, this is how the combination is about this one and this one and this one. At some point, you gave a 995 change, rather than a 10,000 treatment change, I said, because you are facing litigation, but I can tell you, you could have done the same thing to come on here. You are also facing litigation in terms of allocation, but also so, what measures, what steps and procedures you use to determine which one needs to be given. You know, some lifelines to pick up that. But I must say, I think the structure should just be a completely pattern. And that's why, and I think I must say, that's why the board and the ministry, also it is the inability to capture the role of the charter now in the context of the PCA. That's what I said. I think the matter that you might want to look into. These are the debates and discussions that we have as a committee itself, much more broadly, in relation to how you see your role in the context of this change in government. And also, it will help us to help you to also give the issue of capacity to refer the mind from the pleasure to so can assist some of these institutions. So, those are the things that I have for two other committees of the other family. Thank you.
not seen the case together, say, let's go to jail for some. Good century and good field. And then density higher on our agenda. We are going to be sitting or maybe be discussing the whole for many of the operations. And we think we need a joint team to go to the DOC and the city. We will be began the engaging with the city on what is it that they need from us. What should give city the confidence for unlock the money that is given to the development of the next time? And from the DOC, what would give them confidence from our strategy and our program that would enable them to go quite a lot of activity? So if we need to do all this, we have to make complete the process of some of the strategy. Because as an organization, we can counter what has been done and how is it working and what is it achieving. So we can tell you that we have terrorist centers and cyber labs and digital labs. But then we have the capacity to find out and to monitor what has been achieved. You know, will we be able to monitor whether those centers are still working, whether the computers are up or down, the land is disconnected? No. We put out to tender for consultants to go out last year and review all the assets on the care of the situation is correct, not as detailed as we expect it to be, and how we try to think of our company staying at the or their job done. But the inability of the consultants and the previous unity to project an entirety and put in place sustainability issues and sanitizer issues around the ownership of the terry centers and of even the terry centers that are at the ACTC and the school cyber lab. That has been a very big problem, and we are really reviewing how we can solve these problems. On the financial model, I think we can look back on the last 10 years in South Africa and see which are the access points that have actually worked. And the ones that have worked have been the entrepreneurial ones. And they are providing themselves to the areas where the mainstream operations can't go. And they're doing it in sustainable ways. And they're adding wealth in their community. So, although we're not decided yet that we're going to discuss all our territories into those entrepreneurial models, before to put them on the agenda for individuals and audience, my first opinion is stopping leading in that direction. Because you start from basic concerns. We cannot micromanage and run every single sentence. We have to have competition. And we have to have, for example, an entity. We need to have a committee that's going to manage the sentence. Because we can't do it all coming up. And we don't have the resources to have big provincial project management teams in every province to make sure that she is changing the ground process. So, in the new terry centers that have been rolled out in the ACTC, we have very strong management committee and ownership by local government. So, because of all energy strategy is very critical, and SAFTA is making an extra effort now to consult at local government level, so that we have a very sustainable ownership model in place before we roll out that ACTC. Otherwise, it's a recipe for failure. We've seen it happen, and it will happen again. If no one owns and takes control of that terry center, it will die. And it is the dependency factor where you start to have to fix even the smallest little thing. You know, the TV light is jammed, and you can't use the PC. It has to be not as critical as to fix it. So until there's a proper ownership on the extension, we can't keep rolling out the same old problem. I'm not able to give the community a clear picture of what is a network, what is a cyber, what is a digital. I think we can give you a baseline of what our standards are, or should be the model that we have been using. But how it actually is out there, we cannot tell you, because each one is individual. And some, a terry center, for example, will be able to do, you can do normal calls, you can have broadband for the internet. Some places will even have video conferences, and some don't. So there's not many. Maybe they all have the same facilities, but now, how can some facilities not work? So we can't give you a fixed view of what's in a city center and what's in a satellite. Because we don't have all data on top of every single one, which is a shortcut. And it's something that we need to address as a matter of urgency. On the usual, as a rescue team, it's unusual having a finding how to run a potential business. There is no way that your startup is able to go out and help them do it. Because we don't have the skills and the resources to be able to do that. The best people to help the users are the operators. And you will see now that the partnership is emerging between users and operators. Because that's where the skills tip lie, that the users need to access. Why did you come to not go to them? And what procedures did you use to sign up the lifeline? The fact that we didn't take after each user after we have given them custody is definitely a reason on our part. We have a peer-to-peer responsibility to ensure that money has been allocated to the public pool. So we are discussing now with our lawyers what resources do we have. All the usual who are just appearing with the money and not be forced to back them up for the business to be used for. So we might, and some people in healthcare, so we have to engage private investigations to find them and write the directors and find them, then investigate what do they own in their cultural capacity and what can be attached and not attached. But it's a long process, and I'd like to assure the community that it's something that you know we have to do. It's our responsibility. So, and then put some steps and put in motion to make sure that you're addressing that problem. So, unfortunately, of the two years ago that have come to us and said, we are in this problem, we are about to be liquidated. Our hands are so tied because we can't give them operational funds. The biggest problem facing the year ago is that we have not been able to access funding for the operation. They can get 15 million to roll out infrastructure. But how do you just can't start rolling out infrastructure? You need to ramp up, deploy people, get offices, have vehicles, get email, pay your telephone bill, pay your rentals, etc., etc. And I thought, for example, was sitting with the cost of 150 million that they have not been able to pay. They haven't been able to find funding for. They sent them back to the legislation to the landlord wanting to come and get the money, wanting to give them, and we cannot give them the money because the law is very clear. We're not allowed to cut that escalation just in the fashion. So we try to be creative with the solution. We have money in this financial year, for example, to give them the other 10 million. But next year, we won't be able to do the same for any other year. Because we don't have the budget. And that would be nearly close to the deal on now. But the 995,000 was not a lifeline for people on November, it was set by then. The 995,000 that we paid to ISO in the second part was what they qualified for in terms of 500. They only rolled out a million members of the infrastructure, and that's the subsidy that we were able to give them out of 500. I know it's not a conclusive response on the report, and I think that the answer lies now between the policymaker and the regulator. And you saw this today as a pushing role, because we are the ones that are sitting at home having to pay all the money, and we see the need with the users. I know there's been complaints that we haven't been responsive enough. With our union. But our union has taken a good name for the vehicle because we're pushing hard to resolve that. Thank you.
maybe you have to give up to our little house and the money and the city. You have to give the parents to us. You know, they're asking all these questions. Why do you have to go buy a car? Because it's only chocolate. And another way that, you know, once you say that, I've got two confidence that you will turn around. You just have to see how it is. But then once you say you can turn around, you'll be there. When you started to say when you spoke to but at least there was hope. In the last 2 years, at least the finance started to shape out money. The legislation, the court has to be a constitution that is not a legal idea. Committed. And it's called the legal and not so.
So, again, most of my questions have been already been asked. But now, the only thing that I'm going to, I'd like to hear, and also the 2007 plan to roll out some of the infrastructure and so on. But look, just sitting here, I'm sure some of the people of Poland is the parliament. So I understand that today is about our to parliament and make it to the decision to the Poland. And one issue which they are raising, I'm sure they've been able to pick up on the matter. The only thing which I don't hear is shared very well. Of course, what do you think with the vice president? What used to be the current president? Who are not operating? Where expectation has been raised to community? And I think that's very much time for this. But they're not operating because of the main reason is communication. Because you see, from where I'm sitting and say, not the issue of 2008 to review and so on and so on. If you develop your strategy, you develop your strategy in such a strategy that you also try to deliver that, accepting new information. And what to begin the review on the analytics. Because I must be that response to my constituents. What are you going to do with their situation on that person who is not operating? They need that report. Secondly, I think when we're doing the ECP, you remember that some of the issues which have been raised that they had some limitations in terms of what they can do for the rest of the world. Secondly, the issue of that, we have changed that act to allow you to do more than what you're doing. But I don't hear it coming out of your presentation. How do you try to do that? Because you think some of these things you say in a telephone for the assessment, performing and so on, look at the range through the presentation of the people that act. And if you go to that flow of the act, we have tried to open it up so that it allows you to do more than what you're doing. But it has not come out here as because you capture the spirit of that particular story line to enable you to move forward. So some of your issues to raise to me that they will not be able to tackle without the matter of how many people focus around that particular matter. Before we came in, number 10 was saying to me, hey, Eric, you were the fourth class of three to start. You see, nothing is not going to be by your house. You see, the things we find our head when she has mentioned that they were putting in the life at the end of the family. There are a lot of responsibilities. I think that's one thing which I wanted to focus on. The other thing is that what all the ideas will continue to be which I think they will be covered as part of the ARC program for 2008-2010 in terms of forecasting. Because you see, when we're engaging SAGC or Sentech, I can't remember very well, about those communities who cannot have access to the footprint of SAGC, the labor and so on. There was that indication that the communities come to Querétaro, and request that the flight facility is being given up. I just want to raise that so that part of the forthcoming of the obligation to those communities, the Shumiros, that the government is always complaining that they don't have access to services with their food security in place. That maybe should be something we need to be looking at so that those people are going to have access, because they have been complaining of this. It could seem as one content saying where people they always have access. No one wants to go to the areas where they are not. The last one says the issue of subsidizing the sentence. Again, that is completely unfair. I don't mind the situation when that program is in the long chair. Again, one of that member will say the teaching report to say it's a very easy message. Because everyone from me. I just want to understand that the fact that they're thinking around the needy person is the needy person who the hand has used to be. Or another, because you have shifted to your mandate, as from the so forth. So this might also have the impact of that shift, the need with the hand has said. I just want to put very much here for that. So that comes to the way that the electrical is needed to have the needy person.
The issue of current sentences that are not operational. You know, they're saying that they don't make your problem possible. I think we've been very honest with the committee today, and we put our problems on the table. Hopefully, because we can to make our problems your problems too, because we need your assistance in finding solutions. I understand that there are problems with the sentences out there, some of them that are not working. Some of them, at the beginning, we don't have a clear picture of which ones are working and which ones are not working exactly. We have only one person in each province, and we haven't had a budget to appoint more people. There was a study that was outsourced, and the results came in, and they weren't to the detail of the level of what we needed to look at how we can find solutions. So reviewing the current circumstances, data labs, and digital hubs is the only reason that we need the money to wake up every day and come to work at home. Because that is key to the report as the new head of program. So before the end of the financial year, we must be able to tell what's working and what's not working and how we can fix those that are not working. The ones that are working, he needs to be able to give us answers on how we ensure that they don't go the route of the other one. That experience problem that is not operational. Some of them are made in the community. There's no easy solution because we still have provinces and local governments coming to Papua now saying, like 2 years ago, Dr. Blue had promised us this. And last year, you said we can have this minister, and we don't have the budget. The budget wasn't approved, so although we have to work in advance to get the buy-in of the communities, to start consulting, to see where we can find sites, and start identify where we need now. By the time the budget cycle comes down and we don't have the money, then we have trouble, because we've taken expectations. And for the ones that are already rolled up and are not working, we definitely need to start consulting more strongly in the community to find out how we're going to fix those ones that are there, because often there are facilities there, and the gallery that has been put into the city center or that kind of thing. If there's something that can be salvaged, we need to do our consultation and want to master a lot more rigorously to come up with solutions together with the community, together with the local government, or the school, or whatever partners are there, GPIS, or other local authorities, to see what solutions that could be placed so that they can be sustainable. The closer the do more, we have budgeted for operational cost and training in our new budget. Oh yeah, you have ICT training and development. We put in training and development for 200 people. Those are people who are involved in running and coordinating the city business and stuff like that. Because this is, again, the key problem on the south side is the severe limitation. Whenever there's a small problem, that they need to be able to be empowered to fix it. And on the subsidizing of needy persons, we are thinking, in terms of the act, the easy act, it says needy people. So you can't possibly have to define who are the needy people, and I'm almost certain that it's not going to include most members of Parliament. But it will include the table, unemployed, and we need to also be up and knowing whether people are also entities like schools, so the non-people in schools, you can't come up with other entities, for example, or the other entities that we may not cover. So, honorable member, I know that we're not getting all the answers. We don't have all the answers. We have a clear picture of what our strategy needs to be, and now we need to do a lot more work to inform what key decisions we're going to be making about program rollout, reviewing the baseline, reviewing our programs now, what we have out there, finding ways to make the 2010 work, exploring the entrepreneurial model, and putting our 2010 out to entrepreneurs, and looking at pros and cons of all of these.
I'm not sure if any member of the team wants to add anything more to the energy project, but I think it's confusing.
They will come with a clear plan in terms of the current before the end of the financial year. I'm not sure which one, 2006, 2007, or 2007, 2008, which financial year. I just wanted to ask her. So that you see, my name was on the floor for the start of the year. So I need to be clear on that.
Because I listened to your responses My question is, how many of the students are going to ask how many of the students are after the assignment? And what is that can be done to bring those that are after the assignment? What are your interventions? And what are your monitoring mechanisms that you have? So, all those questions have been answered. And if you have agreed that you have faith in that respect, and promise that you are waiting on them. The only comment that I can make is that I'm very uncomfortable with the response of the Salsa of not being able to answer the question. We asked the question that asked why you have not been able, why the children have not been able to be in mind. What makes me feel uncomfortable is because amongst other reasons, I'm led by the user as being a contributory factor to their inability to function normally. It's because of the disorganization that you tell me chaos in the cluster. And to me, the fact that you can't say a word on your response to prayer, I can only conclude that some of your ambition doesn't get any truth. I just hope that when you start a family in Kadim, they will not tell us that now they are in the process of interpreting. They will be able to say that we have been in this way. The other problem is that you want 160 a million budget for that family, 160 study of them, 116, if I'm correct. Now, if you don't know the data of this 1234 that is existing, you don't know whether it's been right, what is going on, how then do we give you money for the other 160? That's my concern as well.
I'm actually
think you need to forgive me about the issue of chicken sentences and why are we supporting and shopping here. We think that on the one hand with the chicken sentences and on the other hand with the users who are also in shopping here, we are saying that we're not doing enough. Now I want to say that even if we have the entire 50 million to provide to each of the users, the question will be, will we need to use the next time and provide that money? Will those organizations still be sustainable and viable and thriving and do what the licensing condition requires them to do? I can guarantee my life that the answer will be no. So the issue is not just about subsidy and whatever. Our vision is using responsibility to go and run those users when they have other obligations and it's not our responsibility to do that. Because I think when it comes to the users, it's important that all of us are every day and we get a balanced view of what the issues on hand are. And I think it's far bigger than the issue of ICT. And I think previously in the portfolio committee evaluations, I said that this is a bigger problem than just with the portfolio committee of communications. We need to be engaging DTI and other government departments to assist us in helping the success of the youth work. Thank you.
I don't understand that, you know, you are in charge.
like a thief, and they take the body of sinners for the 6 million, they should be taken charge. So, let's not try to justify the way we're going about it. Whether we go by guilty or badly, then the problems of hypocrisy, accountability, and so on, what we suffer, we should have. Certain years, yes, we must also understand that the usual problems alternative approach to how we can say we identify the individual in certain years in that context that it might be problematic. But let's look into that more specifically. And I can't remember in the law that we're speaking anywhere about being perfect. You might want to drive as we, you know, so that we must clarify it among ourselves for certain things of question. The relevant one, the relevant clause. Maybe our interpretation is quite different, but let's hold on so that there is understanding in terms of time. But in fact, we appreciate your effort. The last question comes from, before we get any other follow-up, so we don't know what it is, not quite the first thing.
I'm just sitting here because I do want you to say I'm running away. I have to do another meeting. Maybe some of the things I wanted to raise have been responded to. I wanted to talk about the service that are provided by the community telephone house. One of the things that I wanted to speak about is the services that are provided, really the modules, that models that are going to be used, whether they've taken into account the usage of the cyber dialogue for Google Earth. Now that the extreme catalog, maybe those are some of the things we need to check out. And I will sound very gender, acquisitive about other things. I just wanted, I've been looking at the organic and the structure. I just wanted to know whether, how do they follow the national gender policy framework? What part of the structure is it? Where on the structure are they addressing gender disparity? And also, I wanted to speak about the ICT service and the development, whether in these 200 years have come to the consideration that they should consider women to be the most disadvantaged people who have to be taken on board on this second economy in terms of the trading and development, and also meeting the MCC. Requiring millennium development goals, 10 to 10% are the leading aspects.
No question.
I just want you to comment. And this comment of mine must be taken very seriously.
Okay.
My wish is that the CEO must be a woman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
saying to me that you have a plan to pray a special to attend with your son. What research has been on this issue? Yourself, your developer, your congregation, or in terms of your mission, your vision, that you have any research into this topic? Into that direction. I'm not asking questions, I'm just pointing you to issues that we want to hear more about. And I think we need to come back to life and conditions of in terms of sexual education. How far has it gone? I know that for the education from self-sick, you can talk to them about general issues, including the law and how they are present to the day-to-day standard of education. And just what you have to clarify, if you say you have all those cultural development, you have engaged with the Asian aspect. But I'm not sure how far that engagement is, what the approach of that relationship, what are you looking into. Just informal, is there a formal research program in place, what are you trying to achieve? Maybe you should just clarify that. You raise the question of roll out and you just put numbers. What informs you? What informs 160 in the tablet? Is it the need that you have identified? Is it just a number? Is it the names of the places, 160 places that you want to see what they go? If you don't have it, important that you teach this name also concerned. On the one hand, you say the father that you've got is a blessing in disguise. I'm not sure what it is. If you are 300 million, you get the children, you get the blessing in disguise. What informs that? And I don't think we have lost the whole issue that comes from that. And I'm not, maybe this is not the time to get into much more detail. But what is here, we want to get a sense that we already have some sort of stability. If you see that people who intend to be, I mean, we must. Thank you.
But basically, very quickly, I can tell you that
The work has already been done, and the portal has already been built by itself each year with us. It helps and aids it actually. There's a link from the SASA website to that portal, but a lot more information needs to go into that portal now to make it user friendly, to populate it with all the relevant infrastructure maps, and being able to access all the data that not just the SASA, but the ones that are rolled out by operators and NGOs, international funders. We want to put all that information in. That's going to take some time to populate, but the structure is there and the portal is up and running by any company.
And the number of questions, how do you... I feel that the sheet is not the time to run the test.
We don't have in our next financial year budget money to get in all the relevant expertise that it needs. So what we try to do is to phase our restructuring so that we have an interim structure for this financial year where we try to do a first phase of some sort that doesn't have a major budgetary implication. So we don't need big boosts in human resource testing. And in the next financial year, then we'll do the rest of the turnaround, getting in the field that we need. But for this current financial year, our focus is to fix the problem, to turn around the detection of disaster, to access the proper funding that we need going forward, and then to bring in, once we have the money in the problem, to fund the restructuring. The following financial year, that's when we'll only be able to do it.
I think that has a little bit of that. You know, you're just supposed to be a full meeting. You then, project management is quite cheap in your area. But I found it really good because you see, if we make a little good story about the oil policy and so on, then you have this stuff in good hands. Okay, in good hands. There are the fund management financial. You've got the CFO that is quite capable, you've got chartered accountants, people around you. So I don't want them all. Project management, you think about people to be in the whole system of another 5 million, and you think that. So all I'm saying is that you think about the money that you're saving for project. The study of the old age, study of the old age, and that tells me, just account properly. I'm not saying what. The follow-up question is one which I'm going to take care of. Okay. Let's start the photo ready. Ruben, Eric, you can make it. Who are you going to go out in terms of views on the map. They go to work out in terms of actors and interactions to any of that. The politics are already opposing the economy. There is another issue that I think is required. What is the giving money? The money is not giving to you. When the money comes to you, you run out of money to the same thing that they are already doing. You know? So that creates the hidden resource. So I have to say, second thing, not to do this, there are difficulties that some of these things are the most reflected in your annual report, especially so that the pieces are just to this country. Before the annual report, because you better actually go in September to come and see whether you've achieved those goals that you put yourself in the first place.
Thank you for the
Jefferson, I'm going to ask myself in last story. Just one and a half years. And I was taking a proxy around. And I agree with that in terms of gender, we should not only subject women to a dating either a gender and head of a system and head of security and all of that. You can be a good chain person, you can also find a good leader as a woman. So yeah, my bias is around dating for a woman and good start out there as a full recovery. In terms of the usual state person, as a current friend, I know that there's a in the culture, and it's kind of uncomfortable. We can even more money and more money working with us. I was thinking, if we see from the circle P, we'll engage with it. Part of the problem with the usual state, no effort to create an estimate, they never have the challenges of all of us, and we'll need the quality. Can offer it. Because they are, most of the time, they're creating the obedient team interferences. When you don't have a good economic base. And they want to compete with the operators, then they only they build companies, then they build a country. You know, you should have gone off companies here. They want to compete with companies. They're not going to make it. It's the first thing they're going to make it. They will never be able to compete with it. So then, I think they need a couple of things. I see that they need flowers, but they are earlier. You know, we have a good story in Ryan, the paper, and other areas. And then lastly, Jefferson, the area of control, and I found it as a report, I found it as a place. You'll start the whole area. I don't see you reflecting on the table keeping the people working there. I mean, there is no disabled people working in your class that they have a problem. It is a problem, because very often we are reflecting the work they do. And we see them when they reach to NCCs and all these kind of centers, you can see the access to those places reflect the insensitive nature of those that work every table. So I would encourage you, if you don't have any disabled people, to do that ASAP. Thank you.
Thank you for the word. Look, you're quite right. I think this matter of the evolved or this community, the agenda needs to be paid attention to. You know, if you look at the figure that's called, the board has this eight meetings. And only two board members are held at all those meetings. And if we have two members who attend only them. If the board member is not attending the same meeting, the audit committee has the 11 meetings. And only one member of the committee has attended all the other meetings. It's for one member who has only two meetings. Now, what I want to establish as well as, as we move forward in September, and particularly, we have a maximum position that the region has. But, the other point, really, you know, the method to avoid this kind of consultants who, you know, don't deliver the expected outcome. I think that the older general of the challenge, which is that you have to be, pay consultants advances, you know. And then the risk of practice will not even be able to provide services. Now, first, two things are right for them. Have they been able to recover this
that they don't send any magic by chemicals.
you make the comment, any comment on that?
Yes, the new protection standard for being I won't say men enough, but lazy enough to take the country.
And agree where the other forces say he has done it for only recovery. I think that's a good thing to do. Because once the country is empty, then the something wrong. And the something has to happen. You see, so it's good.
The problem is here. Where you put your papers on this process?
It's to see that everything where we start and where we need to intervene, we do that. But if you paint one thing, the picture that falls away, there is a problem. So I think that you are starting with the condition. Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam. You have the right to respond to the and the computer calls is fine.
Who are about to So our strategy is to move from just study center to now convert the environment, what we get in terms of access points, and where are we, where should we be investing in infrastructure, subsidies. So it's a great idea on the moving forward of the strategy. On the board, attendance issues, we have had one or two parliamentary board members who,
when I got the idea of this one, what happened in the issue, I think there's one anomaly that is what I think we have in our office. We have to come from our planning calculation, which is not reflected. I think two members, I think Joel has alluded to this point, during his time in office, that he functioned for a longer period of time without the full continent of the board. Two members, which is myself and Andy, were only appointed throughout the last 2 months of the financial year. So if you do your calculation, when you count the number of meetings and the number of the board members who attended the board meeting, you will find that some of the board members who were already attended. In fact, we're supposed to make a note in our financial statement that two members should not be counted when you do your calculation in terms of board attendance. I think that will somehow maybe clarify the issue of maybe the board there not being working and should have been negotiating.
Always should be informed policy.
what you want to say is the user coming to the unit, you start to see operation of the sensor touch of that. That's the first question you have. The first one is the particular duration and constantly in your corner, you know, set up the account. And I think the other issue that we have to think about is the session. I have a way to see that. The session goes on. The solution to any problem is accepted. So you can't justify the problem with any meaning of our solution. And so it's like a major thing to do. So the less than before, we have to kind of explain the problem to them rather than going to the project. I love that thing to say. I'm told that your answer is not
correct.
I'm sorry. The lady will talk to you about the people's lives. Because they are hoping that you will get to let them and allow you to spend their lunch. So the only one. You need to take